Good afternoon, everybody. It's Craig with Craig McKim Networking. How are you? It's a beautiful day here in sunny Carlsbad, California. At least it is today. We'll see how it goes the rest of the week. But last week we talked about authenticity, and that was a mindset idea that authenticity is king, and being yourself, and if you can learn it to be yourself, but on purpose, that's, you know, so you can call on at any time. That's going to be incredibly helpful to you as you are building your network. But this week, we are here to talk about an action item, and that is, let me preface it with this. It is no stranger to anybody in business, sales, marketing, and otherwise. It may be a stranger in the execution of it, but not in the idea that it should be done, and that is follow-up. I'm sure those of you who are listening are sitting there shaking your head. Yeah, boy, I got to do that better. Don't we all? There have been many an opportunity, loads and loads. You could ask yourself, how many opportunities have you potentially lost because of lack of follow-up? I cannot stress the importance of this enough. Any success I've had in networking is because I have just been relentless in my pursuit of relationships with other businesses. And as far as taking action, like, this is where it is in networking. Like they say, fortune is in the follow-up. I was listening to a presenter at the Chamber of Commerce First Friday Breakfast at the beginning of June. Her name's Wanda Allen, and she's more along the lines of business and sales coaching, but that was what her topic was follow-up. And she talked, she didn't cite it because she wasn't sure where she got the number, but it sounds right to me, is that I think they said after making contact with somebody, only 20%, you'll follow up one time, and only 20% will follow up more than that. And she seemed to believe that it was probably closer to 90% would only do it once, and then that would be it. There was no, like, you know, hey, there was nothing. It was one follow-up, nice to meet you, and then that was that. If they didn't get a response, they moved on. Now, again, that was in sales, but I believe it's probably pretty true in networking as well, because it all kind of overlaps one another. So think about that. Think about it. You know, you spent time to get to know somebody in an event. You follow up with them once, and then, you know, potentially you never talk to them again. How much sense does that make? I just thought that was really interesting, and I just think that's really interesting, and especially when we know that it's like the ninth touch, and when it comes to sales, it's like the ninth touch, or it averages nine contacts with somebody to actually get a sale. I don't know what that figure would be, is like to get the referral from somebody, but I'm sure it's somewhere in there. You said it the number makes sense. But I know that I have heard before, like, oh man, I didn't know you, when it comes to networking, because I didn't follow up, or I wasn't on it, or I was just lazy on it or with it, that people were like, oh, I didn't even know you, I didn't know you or your company were still doing business. Or, I mean, like, that, it's that bad. I mean, if you're not in front of them all, people forget. I mean, it's not their fault. They just, you know, they got other things, they're busy, and that they forget. and that sucks. So it's just, the follow-up is important. You know, let it grow organically too. It doesn't have to be, this isn't like a sales training where you have to, there's a touch every 10 days because you're trying to get a sale so you can be top of mind. Again, network is relationship. So let it grow organically where, you know, it's, you know, maybe you do get coffee with somebody every few months, and you chat and you share ideas or whatever it is that you do. Or maybe it's somebody that it's every other week, whatever the case may be. You don't put yourself on a schedule, but definitely remind yourself, put it in a CRM. And for those of you who don't know, that's a client retention, or, well, let me say this. It can be called a bunch of things: client relationship manager, customer retention management. Like, there's a bunch of things, but anyway, this is something that you can plug names, numbers, emails, all kinds of info into, and then set a reminder for yourself to reach back out. Now, you can do that in the back end of your calendar and Google. And that's honestly, that's what I do right now, just because I'm groomed to do it and have been doing it for years. So again, it doesn't have to be every 10 days. It's just whatever works for that individual relationship, because that's what it is. It's individual. Be cognizant, be careful of that. And then when you do follow through with exactly what you said you would do, even if it's just, hey, I'm just following up, said I was going to give you a buzz about coffee or text you about some coffee or to get together and give you a, you know, whatever the case is, do what you said you were going to do. And as you're listening to this, I would venture to guess that each one of you has someone wanting, if not waiting, to hear back from you. And think about that. Who's been sitting in your inbox? What unread text message or what read text message have you put off, or what voicemail have you listened to or called back? That's just, we do it, and it's a constant reminder, and being that I talk about this all day, it's always top of mind for me. So I'm not as bad, but I definitely need work for sure, and it's a constant improvement. So anyway, that's what I got this week. Next week, we're going to go into another action, and I'm going to leave it right there. So I hope you have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.